This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On this live Monday, April 18th transmission. Phil Salente is always extremely informative. He's about to take over here in just a moment. And I just want to be absolutely clear with all the viewers and all the listeners about something here that really will touch every single one of us for a very, very long time. I've been on air 28 years, and in that time, we've changed the world together. And I know that there becomes kind of a subconscious understanding that InfoWars will always be here, and that Alex Jones will always be there, and all the great guests, and all the great callers, and the great breaking news, and the rebellion against tyranny will always be there, until it's not always there. I remember loving my grandparents, thinking they'd never be gone, and they died one after the other. And you're at their funeral, they're being lowered down on that ground. And so I tell you now that it's your decision whether or not you want us to continue on. It's your decision whether or not you want this organization to continue. Because, yeah, we've declared restructuring bankruptcy because I'm maxed out. And the corporate media claims I've got all this money. I want federal trustees to come in and check our books and see that's not true. Because I want to be able to restructure and continue our organization. But the people attacking us admit they don't want us on air. And they want to silence our speech because they want to silence you. So again, you may never have another chance to get a t-shirt or get a book or get a film or get some great supplements that are amazing that you can get right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I need to build our war chest because money is the main thing that allows us to fight on. Your prayer, your word of mouth, and your money. Your word of mouth gets new people awake and overrides the censorship. It is critical. The prayer is critical because your will and you're reaching out to God. And then the finances is the final part. I'm a fighter. I don't want to give up. And I'm asking you, don't let me give up. Don't let me give out. Please keep me in the fight. Please support us today. Please realize that if you're watching this and you've procrastinated and you haven't supported the broadcast, that you're missing out on history right now and you're really letting some very evil, wicked, sick people take control. So this is do or die, folks. I know the world's full of thousands of shows and entertainment. It's a background noise, and people just get used to it and think, you know, oh, yeah, all right. But who has exposed the New World Order? Who has exposed their operations? Who has helped get leaders elected worldwide that have changed the world? We have. You and I together. So now we're at that critical juncture in the coming months where if I have the funds, I can continue on. If I don't, I've got to make decisions that will keep us on air 6 months to a year. But then after that, there's no rebuilding something this big, this amazing, this historical. So I need you to reach down deep inside yourself and just say, am I passive? And am I going to lay down to this? Or am I going to take this serious? When all I'm doing is straight shooting you on my children, on my soul, God's witness, strike me down if I'm lying. I don't have $16 million or $10 million or $5 million or $3 million of cash. I got $2.5 million or less, and that's nothing to run this operation. That's running out quick. I need your support now at InfoWarsStore.com. I need you to go there and get great products and great items and know you're funding the tip of the spear. And if you don't, that's your choice to understand. But it's all in God's will, and I want to thank all the viewers and listeners over the years that have supported us and made this possible because you're the reason we've come this far, and you're the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I leave the choice to you. Keep InfoWars on the air or let us fade away. It's up to you. God bless and good luck.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana Second Amendment pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show, and happy day after Easter, and Ramadan, and Passover, all these holidays, and nobody talks about peace. Anyway, I was just listening to Alex and what's going on, and he's so right. You people better start, I got to tell you, I'm getting really tired of it. We put out a magazine, $2 a week. We give 185 pages. No magazine in the world comes close to it. We should have, at least a couple of million subscribers and far beyond a low-life piece of scum crap like the New York Times, the paper of record. They call themselves the paper of record. It's a toilet paper record. It's only good to wipe a lot of crap out that comes out of their mouths. So don't tune into InfoWars. Watch the Cartoon News Network. Watch, what's his name? Anderson Cooper, little daddy's girl. Oh, no, I forgot, a mommy's girl. Gloria Vanderbilt's baby. This guy'd be anywhere if mommy wasn't Gloria Vanderbilt. Yeah, Fat Mouth Cuomo. You think he would have been anywhere if daddy wasn't Mario Cuomo? What the people at InfoWars are doing is, you know what they're doing. They're fighting for everything that they have to do the best they can to expose this crap that they're shoving down our throats and expect us to swallow, and banning everybody that won't swallow the garbage puking out of that Fauci's mouth? Oh, how dare you, Celente? He's one of the most highest paid public officials, pieces of scum, in the United States. And if you say anything bad about him, I'm that little peach eye guy over in Google. And I'll shut you down. I got a pair of cojones much smaller than a mothball. Who am I? Oh, I'm Cook. Oh, I'm cooked to death, man. Cooked out. Cooked to nothing. Telling us what we can do. Apple. One after another. You're censored. Google, Facebook, Zuckerberg. You look at that little freak. Oh, I'll tell you what to say, Celente. Don't you know who I am? I went to Harvard. Twitter. Dorsey. Look at this guy, little Gatzone. Look at the arrogant little Gatzone telling us what to do. You better get empty your damn pockets. We're in the fight for death. what you can to support InfoWars. That they're going through this crap like this is total nonsense. Oh, you don't like what Alex Jones said? Yeah. How about bringing George Bush to trial for lying us into the Iraq war? You think that's a little worse than the lawsuit that Alex is going through? He only murdered about 850,000 people. And how come those damn Russians weren't sending weapons to Iraq? Look at that little clown. Another daddy's boy. A little coward of a freak. Would be nobody if daddy wasn't Georgie Sr. And grandpa wasn't Prescott. How come he's not brought up on charges? I think the war crimes are a lot worse than what Alex pulled off. Lying us into war? Hey, where were those Chinese? How come you weren't sending weapons to Iraq like America's sending weapons to Ukraine? Oh, it's okay for America to send weapons to Ukraine, that a country that Russia is fighting, but it would never be okay for Russia to send weapons to a country America's fighting. Oh, those dirty Russians. Well, you're getting on InfoWars. You're not getting on any other media stream. Nothing comes close to it. Send what you can, and don't be so damn cheap. Unless you want to go to hell, because that's where we're going to leading us. If we don't unite and fight for peace. Little pieces of crap telling us what to do. Nobody talking about peace. Nobody bringing out the information that you're getting on InfoWars. Or we give you with the magazine, the Trends Journal. I'm tired of this crap, man. A bunch of gutless little people. And how low this country's gone, man. The way people dress. Oh, they're blue jeans, all ripped with all over. Doesn't that look great? All ripped. They're dungarees. That Levi Strauss used to make when they were doing all the gold mining in California in the 1850s. Oh, that has become the style. They say that pigs can't fly. You've been to the airport? It's a pig show. This country's going down. It's a garbage can. I went to the city yesterday to go visit my sister in a nursing home. Every road I took, potholes everywhere. Oh, you go to Riverdale, one of the richest places in New York City, the whole area. Potholes, bumps like you would not believe. Oh, but we're going to send $20 trillion to more to Ukraine. Look at it. Let's New York. Look at a garbage can. A garbage can. This country's going down so hard, so fast, and you got a bunch of gutless people. But not the people watching InfoWars. So put your money where your heart is. Where's the Elon Musks? Where are all these multi-millionaires? How come they're not putting up the big money? Where are they? Again, we're giving you everything. And look at that cover by Anthony Frieda. All right? China started COVID war. We've been shanghaied. TrendsJournal.com, it's the only magazine where you're going to go. What in the world is going on? What's next? What it means? What to do? Now, you don't want to know about this. No, pay $3 to read the toilet paper record. Or how about the Washington Post? Huh? Oh, isn't that a nice bunch of... No peace coming out of their fat mouths. You want a job at Amazon? Yeah, why don't you go to the jungle? That's all it is. A jungle. Let loose with your dough. Stop the crap. Let's get this thing back on the road. Get this energy going. And bail them out. We're talking chump change. All the people listen to InfoWars. Yeah, there he is. Now, there's a man for you, huh? Yeah. What planet? What planet is this guy from? I've had it, man. I'm in it for the fight. And I give everything I have to do it. I'm not a young cat, you know? Where are all you men out there and women? What these guys are going through over there, for what? For what? Hey, how about Obama's war, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner? That guy Assad has to go. Oh, that was Syria, Libya. That was Gaddafi in Libya. Oh, yeah. That's a criminal. That's the charges that should be put out. They're only worth about probably about $20 billion now. Yeah. Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. In a country near you. It's a freak show. You better be who you are before you die or go to hell. You better be who you are before you die or...
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, everyone. Great being on the Alex Jones Show. And as I said before, you know, they got great products out there. Do what you can to support them. Enough. You know, because if we lose InfoWars, we're losing a lot out of life. And they're just going to keep stealing it from us. Censorship. Could you believe it? You can't say anything if it's not by the dictates of the banksters, the drug dealers, the war machine, or big tech. Well, this, you know, I'm a trend forecaster. I've been at this 42 years. I'll put my track record up against anybody in the world. Show me a book, show me a magazine, show me a trend forecast. Do I get it right all the time? Of course not. I'm a human being, unlike the pictures of some of these guys like the Zuckerbergs and the Bezos. It looks like they're from another planet. But you show me your track record, then we can begin to talk about seeing how the future is playing out. World War III has begun. Could you imagine... You know, every time, like, I read about a forest fires, you know, in California, this one's in New Mexico, my heart breaks. It's, my God, these people lost everything that they had. Can you imagine having to vacate your house if all of a sudden missiles started flying in from another country where we're at? And you have to flee to another country? Can you imagine what that would feel like? Leaving all your life's possessions behind? That's going to happen if we don't unite for peace. They asked Albert Einstein, a guy that knew a thing or two about wars and how the weapons of mass destruction to be used, the guy that, one of the inventors of the atom bomb. They asked him, what kind of weapons will we use to fight the Third World War? He said, I don't know, but they'll be using sticks and stones to fight the Fourth. We are on the precipice of World War III. It's already begun. As I said, could you imagine if the Chinese were arming and the Russians were arming and sending missiles and tanks and anti-aircraft weapons and all of this other kind of missiles to Syria or to Libya, to Iraq, to Afghanistan? Could you imagine if the Chinese were sending more and more and more weapons and all the other countries that hated America into Iraq and Afghanistan as American troops go in there to kill innocent people on a war based on lies? Oh, they would hate the Chinese for that. Our brave soldiers are going over there and doing their duty. They're young guys to swallow the crap. You don't know when you're a kid. You believe the propaganda. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. A Yankee Doodle do or die. Yeah. Going to fight World War I for what? Another war based on lies. No, we're in the crisis of our lives. And if we don't unite under one umbrella, it's finished, man. Oh, women. And Lola. Yeah. Anyway. Federal judge in Florida on Monday vacated the Biden administration's national mask mandate. The Again, it's really stupid crap. Oh, we're going to keep it till May 3rd. Why do I say May 4th? Well, I'm Fauci. I say May 5th. Why? I'm another piece of garbage scum crap. We're going to make it the 8th, May 8th. That's all it is crap. They're making this stuff up. You can eat in an airplane, and you can drink in an airplane. Oh, yeah, the billionaire over there. Yep. Look at these guys. Yep. Our money. Our money going to a clown show. An arrogant little boy. So they make this stuff up. You can eat and drink without a mask on in an airplane, but then you got to put it up after you eat and drink because the virus knows when you're not eating and drinking. I got to tell you, man, you know, I know there's busy places around. It's dead up here. It's dead zone. Everywhere I go in the whole area up here in north of New York. Yep, there we go. Let's be stupid. Hey, remember they used to make those little kids in school? They would go in little tents, like plastic tents, to play their instruments. You remember that? Oh, you remember you had to put plastic shields up because the virus doesn't go around the shield. It has to be right there. Going back to what I was saying before, World War, yeah, that is. These are stupid people leading us. Ignorant jerks, arrogant, ignorant jerks leading us, telling us what to do. Who's your favorite jerk? Look at the clown show. Oh, I hate Biden. Oh, but I love McConnell. Lindsey Graham's my kind of whatever. No. Ted Cruz, yeah. How about take me on a sea cruise, man? Look at this guy. Look at him, one clown show after another telling us what to do. How could people take orders from these clowns? Speaking of which, there's another clown out there. Senator Chris Coons signals he favors sending troops to Ukraine. Senator Chris Coons, what Coons? Goon. Gatson. Coon. Who the hell is this guy? He signaled that he wants the U.S. to send troops to Ukraine to fight. Hey, tough boy, put on your uniform and go lead the charge. That's right. You want to go fight? Go fight. Look at this little guy. Look at this little gutless little clown. You little gutless clown. You arrogant little warmonger. You're not an American. You're a sellout. Look at this show. Look at these freaks. Coon was asked on CBS News Face the Nation he made last week an address to the University of Michigan. Coon said the Biden administration and Congress would, quote, come to a common position about when we are willing to go to the next step and not just send arms but troops in the defense of Ukraine. I'm Coon! Hey, Coonie! Go fight! Go fight! Guess what? Look at him. Look at that little cutzon. Look at that little cutzon with two others. Arrogant clown show in front of your eyes. This jerk deciding for us what to do? Yep. The American people cannot turn away from this tragedy in Ukraine. Oh, they can't? I can. I'm an American. Ain't my business. I'm an American. Believe in people like George Washington. That low-life pieces of garbage like you never would. And I can't say the other word because I don't want to get censored. So listen, support InfoWars. We'll be right back.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I'm going to almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And again, do what you can to support InfoWars. And they're put InfoWarsStore.com. And they have great products that you can use, and not only to use for yourself, to help yourself, but really to help InfoWars. So we're at a critical time. Again, they're taking us to war. It's already started. I started telling you about that little jerky-looking clown Coons saying it's our duty to get involved in Ukraine. The American people cannot turn away from this tragedy. Who are you to tell me that? I think the history of the 21st century turns on how fiercely we defend freedom in Ukraine. And that Putin will only stop when we stop them. When we? What you mean am we, Kimosabi? What do you mean we? Who are the we? Clown boy Coons. Who are the we? Not you. You're no fighter. You're one of these little sick-minded freaks
who have turned our Constitution and Bill of Rights into blasphemy. No foreign entanglements, the man George Washington, a real man that was president, not like these boys, like draft dodger Biden, who talks so tough but wouldn't go fight, or Trump talks tough but wouldn't go fight, or Obama, but he talks so proper, folks, who wouldn't go fight but love to kill, like Clinton. Loved to kill but didn't fight. Like Johnson, who loved to kill and didn't fight. Like Nixon, who loved to kill but didn't fight. Oh, Kennedy. Oh, he knew what it was to fight and didn't want to kill. But they killed him. Yep, Cuban Missile Crisis. Yeah, let's make a deal over here. We'll pull missiles out of Turkey. Russia, you pull them out of Cuba. Okay, we got a deal. Boom. Jack, you're dead. Now, 8 months after they killed him, Lyndon Johnson took us to the Vietnam War. He was against that too. No foreign entanglements. Ukraine isn't our business. It's been going on back and forth with Russia forever. Our country's rotted to nothing. It's going down big and hard. Again, look at what this country looks like. Yep. You know, by the way, I have a photograph. You know, when I come back, I'll show it. Me and John Connolly, the guy that took the bullet in the back, sitting in front of Kennedy. He wanted to meet me back in 1992. I have a picture of me, him, and his wife in front of the book depository. Anyway, we're walking back into the book depository, walking back into the Anatole Hotel. In the lobby, he looked at me. He said, you know, I read your book, Trend Tracking. Fine piece of work. And I know your heart's in the right place, but you don't have a clue what's going on. And neither do the American people. Because if they did, there'd be a revolution in this country. This was the guy that was a Democratic governor that took the bullet in the back sitting in front of Kennedy. And he was also the Treasury Secretary under Richard Nixon, a Republican, that took us off the gold standard. We're in the fight for our lives. I was reading that Kuhn-Goon article. Over the weekend, the Times reported that British Special Air Forces soldiers have been deployed to Ukraine to train Ukrainian forces on anti-tank weapons provided by London. Oh, yeah, they're just going there to train. They're not going there to fight. Could you imagine if Russia sent troops into Iraq and into Libya and into Afghanistan and China to fight the Americans? For illegally invading these foreign countries. And now these official pieces of garbage, are telling us what to do and how to do it when you haven't won a war since. Missile strikes hit Ukraine's key western city, Lviv, roughly 40 miles from Polish border. The besieged eastern city of Mariupol is holding out amid fierce fighting between Russian and Ukraine forces, despite heavy human toll. Mariupol has refused Russia's demand to surrender, with Ukrainian forces vowing, quote, to fight till the end. Fight to the end? What's the end? Is the end death? Is it willing to fight to the end? Or negotiate for peace? To me, hey, I'd rather negotiate for peace than fight to the end. The end. The end. Fight to the end. Finished. Finito. Over, or negotiate for peace. And they brag about this, how tough they are. All right, so here's the bet. Bet the trends. Bet the trends. Russia versus Ukraine. The winner is, again, I'm totally opposed to Russia's invasion. Want to make that 1,000% clear. But I also know the whys and what brought it about. So now I'm just putting the bet out there. You know, it's going into a casino. Like, place your bet. Place your bet. Who's going to win? The Russia that Napoleon tried to invade Moscow in 1812 with 420,000 soldiers, came back with 10,000. Or the Operation Barbarossa launched by Hitler to kill what? Between 23 and 27 million Russians, and they were the first to defeat the Germans. So place your bet. There's going to be an end to this. How about negotiating for peace when you have more of a strengthening position than to keep going for war and then lose and have nothing? Remember, we were taught to hate those Japanese, right? It bombs away Nagasaki, Hiroshima. Atom bomb, murder of Truman after the war was almost over. What would you rather do? You'd rather negotiate before or after? And how we were hating those Germans. But now they're our allies. Oh, and those terrible Vietnamese. Yeah, but now we're importing, they're our biggest second importer of clothing and shoes. Because they gave all our jobs away because of the moronic legislation that's hampered businesses and the dirty deals politicians made to bring criminal countries into the system. And I'm not talking about Vietnam. They did nothing wrong. So we're in a critical stage here. The war talk keeps ramping up. So what would you do? Would you fight to the end? Or would you negotiate for peace? Whatever religion you believe in, whatever God you believe in, if your God is a God of peace, then stand up for it. Or succumb to Satan. Because that's what it's going to turn into. No one's talking about ending this war. We'll fight to the end. If somebody came in here with a gun right now and said, Salenti, get down on the floor, give me your money. Okay, man, yeah. What do you want? I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to fight a losing fight. I fight for my life. I have to. Been in situations. But hey, there's winners and losers. And no one's talking about peace. It's a dirty word. You're censored if you put out anything that they don't want to hear about. Which goes again back to InfoWars, the InfoWars store. We better
get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting your dog.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And remember, do everything you can to support InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStores.com and InfoWarsStore.com. And they got some great products out there. Your mental clarity, and it takes you to the next level. Brain Force Ultra is 40% off. And Brain Force, boy, that's a dying thing right now. So listen, do what you can. InfoWars, they got an emergency sale going on. It's a blowout sale. So stop now. And again, your mental clarity, it's whoever talks about this. Nobody talks about mental clarity. Just like with the whole COVID war. Nobody talked about getting in better shape. It was a dirty word. So they got Survival Shield. They got all these great products. And so do what you can. Brain Force Plus and Alpha GBC, green coffee beans, your yerba mate leaf, green tea leaves, ginkgo leaves. Yep, one great product after another. Really, you know, and it's not like you're giving money away. You're getting a lot back for it. You know, you're getting great products and you're getting information that you can't get anywhere. Twitch issues bans to fight pro-Moscow propaganda. This is from the Financial Times. Amazon-owned Twitch has moved to ban several accounts on the live streaming platforms after research detailed how pro-Kremlin propaganda has spread on the network. I'm mentioning this because pro-Kremlin propaganda after research detailed. Oh, research detailed. Oh, Mr. Research. Oh, no, Mrs. Research. No, transgender research detailed. Who's this research that detailed this?
You're not allowed to say what they don't want you to say on Amazon. You're not allowed to say what they won't allow you to say on Facebook. You're not allowed to say, hey, this is research, detailed research. Yeah, I'm Peachy, this is Google research. What do you know? We know. We'll tell you. That's why you got to support InfoWars, all right? Okay. Same thing with our magazine, the Trends Journal. You're not getting anything like this anywhere. TrendsJournal.com. Again, you know, I was just looking at this issue. You know, war or peace, we the people should decide. Taking us to the Ukraine war back in 2014, all right? Right there, 2014, how they overthrew the government of Yanukovych, on and on and on, all the details, because he wouldn't make a deal with the International Mafia Monetary Fund. And rather do a deal with Russia. So going back to the before I go back into the war, before I want to talk about the economy, we're going to go into the worst financial crisis in human history. The trillions of dollars that they pumped in to artificially boost the markets when they called the COVID war, they destroyed businesses beyond the belief, beyond the belief. They're not coming back. They're gone. A third of the dry cleaners went out of business. The office occupancy rate in New York City is 67% below what it used to be, all right? So let's say it came back to 50%, big deal. This is what the damage it's done is unprecedented. And all the cheap money they did to artificially pump it up. So what's going on? There's a thing called the plunge protection team. And it's a rigged game. It's the banksters rigging the markets. Every time they go down, they try to boost them back up. That'll work for a bit. But it's much bigger than that, right? It's one after another. We put all the data in the magazine, but today one just came out where the price of corn hits 9-year high as surge in commodities continues. One commodity after another. That's that guy Powell, the clown, playing the Fed head, who lied to us what was stupid over a year ago, and we said, no, this inflation thing is really going to take off. Gold, by the way, today was up over $2,000 an ounce, backed off a bit. It was in the high 1980s when I got back on the online and started the show here. Why? Even though they're going to raise interest rates, inflation is skyrocketing. And that guy, Powell, what did he tell us? It was temporary. No, it's not. It's transitory. No, Salenti, it's transgendatory. That's what we have here. All right? That's what happened with inflation. It's real. It's big. And it's getting worse. Oil prices today will back up to like $114 a barrel for Brent crude. The prices are going to keep going up. Again, our data is all in the magazine. Yeah, wages are going up. They're not even close to inflation. And when you look at the real inflation numbers, it's double what they're showing us. Go to John Williams Shadow Stats. This is very serious what's happening. And it's only going to get more serious. You know, I was yelling and screaming before when I got on the air after hearing Alex Jones's passionate plea for people to stand up and help. Because I know how bad this thing is going to go. And just as I read to you where they're blocking out that Amazon, it's one after another. Censorship is the new word. We've been writing about this for years. I used to be on everybody. The Today Show, Good Morning America, O'Reilly, Fox and Friends, Oprah, often, but blackballed. Oh, and how many people hate me for going on with Alex Jones? Are you kidding? How can you go on there? What are you talking about? I say what I say. It's free speech. Does Alex agree with everything that I say? No. Do I agree with everything? No. It's putting out information, and the bottom line is think for yourself. I'll do everything I can to support InfoWars and the InfoWars staff. I see what they're doing. Every day I go on to the news. I go from the Global Times in China to Fars News Agency in Iran to Jerusalem Post in Israel to InfoWars to Bloomberg to CNBC. InfoWars is right in there. They're telling you a lot of great stories about information that could really help you. So do what you can. And again, we're doing all we can with the magazine, the Trends Journal, giving you, there's nothing like it. But anyway, I want to go back to this war. U.S. causes humanitarian disasters around the globe, killing innocent civilians and creating millions of refugees. Who said this? China. Global Times last Friday. Then they have these stories. Ukraine crisis instigator. U.S.-led NATO reneges on not one inch eastward promise to compress Russia's space to the extreme. Number two, instability brewer. Behind every war was turmoil in the world is the shadow of the Star-Spangled Banner. Vampires in the war. U.S. warmongers feeding on the bloody turbulence of other countries. This is from the Financial Times. So, bet the trends. I said Ukraine versus Russia, the winner is Russia. Remember, this, I just read you came from the Global Times of China. China and Russia versus U.S. and NATO. The winner is, who's going to win? Who you place your bet on? Well, speaking for myself, let's see. India has 1.4 billion people. And then you throw in Russia. You almost what it? You got about 16, I don't know how many million I got. But even at, you know, 1.6 million, let's say. 1.6 billion. You got 770,000 U.S. and NATO combined. You think you're going to beat them? America hasn't won a war since World War II. Couldn't. Hey, wasn't that a great exit that Biden did with Afghanistan? Oh, he's a brilliant, brilliant guy. And he's just as smart in what he's doing now with Ukraine. Winner there and a winner here. How could people keep betting on these losers? What if I had a magazine out and every piece of information I gave you was wrong? But here, every piece of work that they've done in war has been wrong, and yet they're telling us how to win one? Look at this tragedy of Afghanistan, and now he's leading us to war against Russia? Okay, we're going to see you next week, and remember, support InfoWars.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.